Let's talk about going deep within, reconnecting with the child in us, and find out what we desire. Find out what would give us a sense of satisfaction and feed us. So you can use a mental video technique, the one that you've been perfecting. You can use the mental video technique to make a video of your dissatisfaction. And you can also put feelings in these videos. You can put feelings, you can put sounds. You want to fill it out and make it as clear as you can. Because when you're asking for help from the other side, you want to make sure they really know what the problem is. When you take your car to a mechanic, you want to make sure you really explain what is happening so that they'll fix the right thing. So you bring your feelings up about how you feel, maybe unfulfilled. What am I doing here? Why did I come here? Bring your questions up and put them in that video. And then, to the best of your ability, go down into Alpha, and John will show you how to in a little while, and remote view back in time and back in that other place, you as a child, and what you liked to do, what you enjoyed, how you felt. And then out of that can come what at the moment your best guess is about what you want to do in your life. And also remember those five laws of programming. Let's align what you want to do in your life with those five laws. Is it going to help someone else? Is this something that you would like done unto you? Will it help two people or more? Is it going to make this world a better place to live? Now, if you want to be a bricklayer, then fine. Put that in there that you want to be a bricklayer. Now, how can you help the world? Well, how did that second bricklayer help the gentleman who asked him what he was doing? He gave him a view. He transmitted a view of, look, I'm connected here. Everything we do here is connected, and what I do helps the world, and here's how it's going to help the world. So if you're a bricklayer or a banker or a teacher or a policeman, how can you do your job in such a way that's going to help the people on this planet to evolve, that's going to make this a better place to live, that's going to help two or more people? And use these golden rules, these laws of programming, to do your job in this video. And then at night now, set your computer to send this email off to higher consciousness. Because remember, Jose Silva has given you the email address of higher consciousness now and how to reach them. So at night, you'll log on while you're asleep at the Delta doorway. You'll send this video through and then watch what starts coming back and watch for signs. Watch for that article that catches your eye about a certain school. Or watch for someone telling you about a job opening. Or watch when you just happen to turn on the television and there's a program about something that you might want to go do. You watch for signs and you head in that direction. You head in that direction. And if it works, if it's easy, if it feels like you're going with the flow, then keep going. You see, we're talking about going with the flow here. We're talking about finding your purpose in life by using higher intelligence, who has this big view of the big picture. They've got the long view, timeless. So when you align yourself with what higher intelligence wants you to do here on the planet and is ready to help you to do on the planet, it's like swimming in a river. Have you ever tried to swim upstream in a river? It's hard work. Just swim, swim, swim. You get exhausted. It's effort, effort, effort. You can't enjoy the scenery or enjoy the water. Now let's contrast that with someone who's floating downstream with the flow, someone who's in tune with the flow of higher consciousness, and what they're trying to get to happen here. Because you see, someone swimming upstream has big trouble when a big log comes around the bend. Someone swimming downstream, they're relaxing, taking it easy, enjoying the view, enjoying themselves, enjoying the day, looking at the clouds and the sky. And when they encounter a big log, they can get up and ride on it and relax on what would turn others asunder. When you're going with the flow, these so-called obstacles and difficulties that other people have actually help you. That's a big turnaround in your life. So finding out what higher intelligence wants you to do here on the planet is easy if you know the email address and you know where to send it and when to send it and how. So send that video off, let it come back, and start working on that plan until you start getting some guidance. Either the doors will open up in front of you, or maybe doors will close in front of you. And so send that off as a video and refine it and fine-tune it until you become the person you want to be, until you're doing what gives you a sense of purpose in your life. Now, if you look at the great teachers that came to this planet to show us how to live physically, how to live spiritually, how to live within these laws of righteousness, and how to live with the totality of ourselves, they weren't finished when they got here. They weren't done yet. They were working on themselves. They were fasting. They were studying. They were meditating. Exactly the way you're doing right now. They were fulfilling their purpose here on this planet in life by first doing their own work, by going within themselves and achieving that kingdom within themselves, and by living with these laws. They were achieving their purpose here on the planet. And by you learning to go inside yourself with this program, you can achieve your purpose here on the planet. You can align yourself with higher intelligence. You can be in the flow, and your life can become as easy as floating down the river on a big log.